Daily Worship Devotionals Podcast, episode number 8, Wisdom Begins with Worship. Okay, hey there, friends. Welcome to Daily Worship Devotionals, 5-minute podcast dedicated to studying the Word of God and hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit using the Christian year calendar as a framework. I'm Rob Still. I'm a worship leader here in Nashville, Tennessee, and we are currently studying the season of Epiphany and the early life of Christ. And today's topic is Worship Begins with Wisdom. Here we go. Oh Lord, how majestic is your name? How majestic is your name in all the earth? Oh, wisdom begins with worship. Consider Proverbs 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, Jesus, as a young boy, would have grown up learning all of the scriptures we would know as the Old Testament. So he would have known the Torah, the Proverbs, the Psalms, and the prophecies. And for sure, he would have known Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In fact, since Jesus was the Word, he would have embodied its very meaning. Now, we can get a glimpse of the early life of Jesus as a child, looking at Luke chapter 2, verse 40, which says, "The child Jesus continued to grow and become strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace or favor, spiritual blessing of God was upon him." That's the Amplified Bible translation. And then, looking a few years later, but just a few verses later in Luke 2:52, it says, "And Jesus kept on growing, he matured," he's getting older now, right? "He matured in wisdom, in physical stature, in favor with God, and in favor with others." Now, for the rest of the study, I'd like to consider a little more deeply what this scripture really means, Proverbs 1, verse 7. So let's read it from two different translations. I like to do that when I'm studying the Word, is look at several different translations, and you used to have like a parallel Bible and have like tons of different Bibles. But now, man, you can just do it all online with Bible Gateways. So the Voice translation says this. Let us begin. "The worship of the eternal one, the one true God, is the first step toward knowledge. Fools, however, do not fear God and cannot stand wisdom or guidance." And now the Amplified translation. "The reverent fear of the Lord," that is, worshiping him and regarding him as truly awesome, "is the beginning and the preeminent part of knowledge." That's its starting point and its essence. "But arrogant fools despise skillful and godly wisdom and instruction and self-discipline." So let me just offer a little bit of commentary here. We're not talking about fear, like you're afraid something bad is going to happen to you if you disobey God. It's not like he's going to smack you around. But rather, this is about cultivating and developing a healthy reverence and respect for the Lord. Now, the Hebrew word translated here is Strong's H3374, yirha, and its meaning is heavy duty, okay? Fear, terror, awesome or terrifying thing. Fear of God, respect, reverence, piety. So this understanding of fear is really rooted in love in two aspects. First, the fear of the Lord is to protect us from doing stupid stuff, whether it would be our own doing, like self-sabotage, or at the hands of other fools, okay? Secondly, it's a warning that is intended to propel us towards a healthy relationship with the only one who can offer safety and comfort and provision. So, what does it mean? Well, to worship with holy fear means that we have to actually humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, James 4:10, so that he will lift you up. Man, look, life only makes sense when you do it God's way. So, here's three ways I suggest we can live this out. And as I go over this list of things, just pray for it and receive a fresh revelation of what worship means from these three aspects. So first, we need a fresh revelation of the holiness of God. God is holy, and he deserves reverence. So we need a fresh sense of awe and the wonder and the majesty and respect the supremacy of God, especially in our times and places of worship. Man, too often we are coming into a time of worship with a flippant or a casual attitude. But this scripture says we are to bring a sense of heavy awe and respect. Okay, point two. We need a fresh revelation of what humility really looks like. Psalm 24 says that we are to approach God with clean hands and clean hearts. And this is especially true if you are one of the leaders of worship or you're on the worship team. Jesus said, the pure in heart are the ones that are going to see him and reflect him and reveal him. So this is about having the right kind of mindset, which is an overflow of developing and cultivating the right kind of inner spirit. Now, to do that, we got to align our hearts with the same thing that David would pray in Psalm 51. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. All right, finally, point three is we have to have a fresh revelation of what it means to trust and obey. 1 Samuel 15:23 says that to obey is better than sacrifice. So, my friends, wisdom begins with worship, and worship begins with a healthy fear of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for my brothers and sisters who are listening to this. I pray, God, that you would release a fresh revelation of your holiness and your goodness, that you would release and we would receive a fresh understanding of what it means to be humble and pure in your sight. And Father, that we would receive a fresh understanding of what it looks like to walk in obedience to the promptings of your Spirit and the leadership of your Word. Father, I ask for your blessing on my friends in the name of Jesus and for your glory. I gotta say, and in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, well, I hope that is helpful to you. Thank you for joining me on dailyworshipdevotionals.com. That's the website. If you go there, you can get the transcript for this as well as free resources. And if you like this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review it on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, wherever it is you are checking it out. Okay, until next time, may God richly bless you. The Lord be with you. See you next time. This is the day. Yeah.